You're listening to episode number 45 of This Podcast is for Women. I'm your host, Adrienne Everhart. I am a feminine energy, lifestyle, relationship, and dating coach, and I'm here to share my knowledge, my wisdom, my research into feminine energy and masculine energy and balancing those for your relationship. And in this episode, you don't want to miss it because I get asked this question all the time about if a man wants you to pursue him or if a man wants you to be in your masculine energy. He doesn't want to have this feminine masculine balance. He wants things 50-50. Well, he maybe wants them 50-50 most of the time, but it's a lot of conditions and do this, don't do that. And he prefers if you say this or don't say this this way. You can get a lot of mixed messages from a man. Meanwhile, I'm telling you to practice your feminine energy. I'm telling you to practice receiving and not being the one who does, takes action, and makes things happen. Now, we're going to address a listener's question because she nailed this so perfectly with her question about her partner who wants her to be more masculine or what she feels is more masculine. It's really about boundaries and expressing yourself and also listening to the man. I've got just so many juicy things to talk about in this topic. But she talks about how her partner has all these conditions for her to follow, and they had a big blow up over her not locking the door. And he was like, if you can't protect yourself, how do you expect me to protect you? Ooh, I have so many cool things to share. Anyway, here's her question.
Hi, I was wondering if you could speak to the type of man that wants you to be more masculine. I find that I tend to actually, my default is to be more feminine. And I was with a man who seemed to want me to take action a lot. He had a long list of conditions that I felt like I had to follow in order to keep the relationship. I felt like he resented almost having to protect me. He would often express, you know, wanting to be with a stronger, more independent woman. He got mad at me one time when he came home and the door was unlocked, and he expressed something along the lines of, I just can't care so much about your safety if you don't even care about your own safety or protect yourself. So what do you do when you're with a man who makes you feel like you have to do? You have to take action in order to keep them. You can't just relax into your natural feminine being and allow for them to protect you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for asking that question. This is a question a lot of women struggle with, in that I want to be in my feminine energy. I want a man who is going to protect me, provide, maintain all the things that are masculine energy. But he's telling me, I want a strong, independent woman. And he's getting frustrated with you. And no one is saying that you can't be strong, independent, protect yourself, be smart about locking doors, and not also be feminine. I'm going to tell you what this is. This man wants a 50-50 relationship. A 50-50 relationship is, we meet halfway on the bills. We meet halfway in the bedroom. We meet halfway in so many places. And it is like this long list of conditions to follow, because for a lot of us, we don't want to meet halfway, but we'll have this voice that says, oh, I should try and do this, or oh, I should show him that I'm carrying my weight, or whatever it may be. And whenever a man wants you to take action, he wants you to do things, I want you to really listen. I want you to listen up and get clear on what it is he's asking you to do and see if that really does challenge your feminine energy or if he's just needing you to complete certain jobs in the relationship. Remember, the man is in a way like the boss, okay? He's the boss and you are second in command. I talk about how there can only be one captain on the ship. And there can't be two captains. It gets really confusing. So whenever a man has the desire to have this two captain type of relationship, you are destined for problems and boredom and kind of relationship exhaustion, because it will begin to feel dry and flat and stale. The power exchange isn't happening. You're both kind of equal and neutral. For some people, this may work if that's what they want. They want a very, very equal relationship. They don't want to feel that their partner is necessarily stronger or protective or pursuing them. They're fine with just meeting in between. I imagine them at night sitting on one big long sofa, and they always just sit in the same spots right next to each other, halfway down the sofa. Nobody has to pursue the other one. Meanwhile, my husband and I have a sofa where I sit at one end and he sits at the other end because we like to have a little bit of space, right? I teach you all about space. But he always comes my way. Sometimes I sit just a little closer to him, and then he'll end up cuddling closer with me. So you see, you can sit wherever you want on your sofa, but where you normally sit and who pursues whom, that's the nature of balancing that masculine and feminine energy. For a man to stay interested, stimulated, for the relationship to feel sexy and alive and alluring, and for you two to feel compatible and like a team, I believe you really have to have a masculine and feminine energy exchange happening. You have to have that polarity. You have to feel that polarity and let it work for your relationship. So going back to what I was saying a second ago about, I want you to listen to his conditions to follow, because so often the man, the captain of the ship, is handing out some orders. And don't be afraid to take orders and listen. And if something doesn't feel right, if it challenges your boundaries, if you feel uncomfortable doing it, it doesn't feel like it's in alignment with who you are, or if it's something that can challenge you in a new way, I'm going to give you an example. My husband and I were putting together this beautiful gate we got for our driveway, and we decided to do it ourselves. We really love DIY projects, and we needed a few more tools, and so he tells me, why don't you go to the hardware store and pick this up? Well, I've got a job, you see. He's given me a job to go and do that. Now, that's not a very tricky scenario, but a lot of people would think, well, I shouldn't have to go and do this to help our family. I shouldn't have to be the one to go out and forge. But if the man tells you, I'm staying here and you go do this, if it's within your boundaries, it's not something dangerous or harmful spiritually or emotionally or physically, you go ahead and go do it. So I want you to kind of play around with this concept. Let's say, for example, your man says, I want you to initiate more. I like it when you initiate in the bedroom. I like it when you tell me when you want it. You might really like having a man who just grabs you, ravages you, makes love to you. You might want a man that just tackles you all the time. That would be some seriously strong masculine energy. I can promise you something. If you're leaning back, there's a good chance your guy probably does want to get you in the bed as much as possible, especially if you're taking little absences and breaks from sex. You're not doing it like 10 times a week or something, but you're allowing for some space. So it's just hot on his mind. He wants it, and he doesn't know the next time he's going to get it, so he's always pursuing you. But let's say he comes to you and says, well, you know, I like it when you kind of take charge. He wants to feel submissive. He wants to have that little bit of time where he can feel overpowered by a powerful dynamite woman. Now, if that's in your comfort zone, if that's something you can do, then you can let him know, okay, once in a while I'll do this. But most of the time, I really prefer when the man pursues me. I like to unzip my heart. I like to empty all of me and be empty and available for you to fill. Now you're in a position where that man will get his masculine energy ignited because he wants to fill you up. I promise, if you say that to any man, his ears will go up. His eyes will look at you more deeply and sincerely because you're speaking his language. You're telling him, I want you to fill me up. I'm going to come to you unzipped, open, vulnerable. I'm going to trust you fully. Let's go. That man gets activated into his masculine energy. It's a beautiful thing when you see this happen. Going back to our listener's question, she's really wondering, you know, should I protect myself? He's supposed to protect me. The door's unlocked. He's mad at me now. I have to tell you something. I think your guy brought up a really good point. A man is only going to take care of us and treat us as well as we take care of and treat ourselves. if you're looking for someone to come in, and I'm not saying that you are, but if you're hoping that someone will come in and give you the love that you finally know you deserve, treat you the way that you finally believe you should be treated, love you, admire you, give you some feeling that you don't already have within yourself, this is a problem. So protection. I'm big on protection. Did I mention we were just putting together a gate? So I'm big on protection and protecting my family, protecting my pets. My feminine energy is a little bit on high alert when it comes to terms of protection. My partner knows this. He is nowhere near as protective as I am, but he is very protective of land and anyone trespassing on our property, it really gets his goat. So we have to somehow work together on these terms where you let him know protection's really important to me. Oh, thank you so much. I noticed you locked the door this morning when I was still sleeping upstairs. And you just honor him for anything he does to protect you. A diamond girl, you gotta protect yourself first and foremost. You gotta lock that door. So you might be asking yourself, well, Adrienne, are you telling us to have a 50-50 relationship? I thought you just said that that was dry and boring and not a good exchange of the feminine and masculine energy polarity. I don't get it. I'm supposed to protect myself and he's supposed to protect me too. I can pursue him sexually sometimes, but I mostly want him to pursue me. Absolutely. This is about finding your own personal balance because it's unique for everyone. Some people are perfectly okay telling their partner, hey, green light, it's go time. Let's get in the bedroom. Some masculine energy men need to be told you've got a green light because they don't want to get their feelings hurt or they don't want to get let down. There's something going on inside of them. But if you end up with a partner like that, you learn to work around it. You learn to make this flexible, fluid thing. There's nothing written in stone that says a man always has to fill in the blank, do whatever you believe is a masculine energy move. This is about on the long haul, big picture. Is this man pursuing you? You're feeling comfortable in this relationship. I get the feeling that things probably didn't work out with our listener and the guy she was with. I believe she talked about him in the past tense. And this doesn't really surprise me because any man that's coming to you and says, hey, I need you to change in all these ways to meet what I need. That's sort of like 50-50, but come my way, I need you to be 50-50. And 50-50 may not work for you. And you have to. Hi, everyone. This is Adrienne Everhart. If you're enjoying my podcast and also enjoy my YouTube channel, I suggest you go a little bit deeper into one of my self-study programs. I recommend everyone start with my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. It also comes with a 2-day video class. This ebook has transformed the lives of so many women because I help you get aligned with your natural feminine energy and learn to speak and phrase your words in a way that really connects to a man's heart instead of challenging him with masculine energy. I can teach you so much more in my self-study programs. I have something for every topic that you may be interested in. And of course, New Man Manifesto, which is a 12-week manifesting course. It comes with homework and lots of extras. So head on over to my website, everhartcoaching.com, to learn more. To call a guy out on it and let him know, if you're one of these guys who wants a 50-50 relationship, that's not what I'm about. I balance. I'm able to take care of myself. I'm here to be a partnership and a team. But if you're looking for some mutual exchange that adds up in your heart and your mind, I'm not into numbers. I'm into love. I'm into softness, feelings, and warmth. I'm not into making sure every stone is balanced on the scale. I think that this man one day is going to find the right woman for him. He's going to find this really strong, powerful woman, or he's going to keep looking for one, and he's just going to feel like he's not really making a connection. Or something will be good for a little while, but then not really work out. I work with women all the time who have a very particular type of man they want, and then they get it, but it doesn't look the way it should look. It doesn't feel the way it should look. They say, I don't know, I'm just not feeling any connection. And it's because they're trying to get some other need met, whether it, in this man's case, it was feelings of safety or feeling that he was in a really balanced, safe relationship. He's trying to find that instead of, I just want to feel good right now. He's working on childhood issues, or he's working on some invisible thing that he believes is going to make him feel good. The same thing's true for women that aren't open for the unapplicable or unapplicable man. They're looking for a very specific type of feeling that really, maybe when you were in your 20s, that feeling was very easy to find. As you get older, life gets a little more complicated, more depth and color and nuances. It really becomes about how a person treats you. You may believe you have a man that is just full of problems, full of things you wish he would change. But get really clear on how he's treating you, how this relationship feels overall. I mention this podcast often because it really haunted me. I happened to be listening to a podcast. It was a New Age podcast about some women that had recently gone to this retreat, and very spiritual, very New Age, and I'm down for all of that. But she comes home, she sees her husband on the couch playing Tetris with the kids, and she sees him and says, you know, I just need more than this. I need someone I can have this spiritual connection with. And she tells her husband, hey, our relationship's flat. I want to file for divorce. He's sad about it, but he's willing to move on. And they decide to separate, and they go out for dinner that night, and they have one of the best nights they've ever had in a long time. Here's why. Her freedom was always there. Her freedom to be open to finding someone that she shares a certain experience with, being on the same place spiritually, having the same drive or dream. These are great things to find with someone. It doesn't have to be your husband. Your husband is the person who's there to take care of you and love you. He can't be all of these roles to you. But yet, this woman decided to leave her husband and go find her guru to marry. I don't know about you, but a lot of the men I've met in my life that were kind of New Age, spiritual, and really into all of that stuff were some of the least masculine energy men, or men that just like would never commit to a woman. I don't know. It was tricky, but I met a few along the way, and that's my opinion. If you have something you'd like to share, you know how to contact me. Just look in the links below of this podcast, and you'll see how to send me a voice message, how to leave me a comment. And while you're there, why not take a moment and go ahead and rate my podcast and share it? This really helps me get the message of feminine energy out into the world so women everywhere can understand and learn more about balancing their relationships in a way that a lot of books and marriage counselors and therapy, they don't really teach us this stuff, yet it's so natural. It's so innate in all of us to balance this natural feminine and masculine energy, especially in our relationships. All right, everyone. I hope this podcast episode